Hello.
Yeah, mate, it's me. All right, mate. You better start calling me the postman. Yeah. Because he always fucking deliver, mate, that's why. bear me a second. Client's name's Claire Forbes. F-O-R-B-E-S.
Yeah, I've got her.
I've got her on the line.
Okay.
She's happy to go ahead and, yeah.
She's all right, Claire.
Yep.
Check her ID. Yeah, perfect. Send her part.
Yep, everything, absolutely everything's rocking and rolling. I'll transfer through now, mate.
Thank you, buddy.
Cheers, boy.
Hi, Claire. You speak to Michael at MMA Legal.
Hiya.
How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
Yeah, I'm good, thank you. And do you have 5 minutes to have a chat with me about your case, Claire?
Yeah, certainly.
Just to let you know, Claire, all of our calls are recorded for training and monitoring purposes.
Yeah, not a problem.
It's my role, MMA, is to go out and gather the evidence to substantiate your claim, which obviously hopefully gives you the best chance of getting the most positive of outcomes.
Yeah.
I'm not going to go over your time and care with you today, Claire, and you've already been through that with our team.
Uh-huh.
My role is more to find out, you know, how the trauma you faced in care has affected you into your adult years.
It affects,
whether that be through the likes of depression, anxiety, PTSD, any sort of drugs or alcohol issues, Claire.
Yeah, all of the above.
Yeah. I'll go and write to the local authorities and I'll gather that evidence for you just so we can paint an accurate picture of not only your time in care, but subsequently what the results of that care setting has had on you.
I mean, I'm 50 years old. I basically only got over it about 10 years ago.
You only got what, sorry?
I said I'm 50 years old now, but I've basically only gotten over the effect of that in the last 10 years.
Wow. Do you suffer with any sort of depression or anxiety, Claire?
Yeah, I have done sporadically throughout my life. Depression, I also suffer badly from, like, bites of rage and things because I just feel like I was so unfairly treated all my life.
No, you definitely was.
Yeah.
Yeah, you definitely was. Did you seek medication for the depression and the...
I've had CBT, the cognitive behaviour therapy. I've had to hit, like, at one point I was off my work for like 4 or 5 months with depression and anxiety, stress.
Okay.
I mean, I've probably had addictions because of it all my life.
Yeah, you definitely have, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
What was your addiction? Was it alcohol and substance or?
Substance, mostly substance. Yeah.
So addicted. And did you seek medical attention for the substance issues?
Not really. Just kind of gotten on with life, really.
Yeah. Do you mind me asking, Claire, what substance?
Cannabis, cocaine. When I first came out of care, probably crack, cocaine, all sorts, Valium, you name it, I tried it.
Yeah.
I tried it.
Listen, you tried to dull a...
I tried to forget.
Yeah, of course you did, nobody can blame you for that.
Yeah.
Nobody.
I kind of feel as well, they just, like, although I did kind of, I ended up going back to my mother, who at the time was training to be a social worker, which was, I always thought was disgusting at the time. But they never gave you any support. You were just basically flung you with a stigma of you've been in care.
Yeah, of course.
Yeah. Like, I think for a good part of the time I was in care, I wasn't even in education. I had, like, a tutor for an hour a day. Yeah. Like, I missed out on so much of my life.
No.
And I mean, I've got massive, massive trust
issues with authority, and
yeah,
like I basically don't trust any other adult on the planet.
No. Certainly for that, can you?
I was failed massively by all the adults round about.
The foundation was built on mistrust, fear.
Yeah.
You know, abandonment. How can you trust people?
I mean, that's the thing as well, you know, like when you say to people like, yeah, so I went to care, my mum and dad had split up, my dad had a new partner and she was horrendous. I ended up in care, and at the same time I'm in care, my mother is training to be a social worker and working in a different care home.
Yeah, it's mental.
Yeah,
that's absolutely disgusting.
Yep.
Why did your mother take you back?
Well, I went back to her, but I think it was mere embarrassment that I ended up back at her because she couldn't be seen and may want me then.
Yeah, of course.
But, like, that's the thing. The thing that they don't realise as well, you take all these broken kids and throw them together and then give them a stigma of you being in care. So when you do eventually turn up at education again, everybody in the place wants to hit a fight with you.
Yeah. No. That must have been, like, horrendous.
I said this to somebody the other day, like, you know, like, folk look at kids in care and they're like, oh, look at them, they're so full of themselves and this. No, they're actually terrified and just trying to act like they're brave.
It's a mask, isn't it? That's what I'm saying. We all wear masks. And you guys who've been through the care system probably more so than anyone else because of, you know, what's happened to you.
Yeah, absolutely.
It's crazy. Can I take your GP's details, please, Claire?
So it's Stonehaven Medical Centre.
Stonehaven Medical.
They don't give you like a named GP.
Stonehaven. Whereabouts is that? Is that in Stonehaven?
It's in Stonehaven. I think it's on Robert Street.
That's okay. I'll find all the details. What I'm going to do, Claire, is I'm going to write to your GP.
Yeah.
Question all of your medical records.
Mm-hmm.
Obviously, in relation to the, the anger issues and the, the depression, anxiety.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I'll then also subsequently, while I'm doing that, I'm also going to be writing to the social services or the education authority in Aberdeen to get all of your records from your time in care. Do you want me to share that information with you when I get it?
Kind of a diving, kind of. I want to see it. I think it might bring up.
I just think it'll
bring up so much.
Yeah, yeah, it's fine. It's fine. I look 50%, it's 50-50 with my clients.
Yeah.
50% want a piece of a puzzle, and 50% don't want anything to do with it. What I'll do, it's going to take me months, probably anywhere up to 10 months to get this information clear. So when I get it, I'll offer it to you at the time if you want it. Then I'll send it. If you don't, then I'll just do it myself. It's fine.
Yeah, that's fine. Thank you.
Okay. So when we get that information, or when I get that information, I'll run through it. I'll obviously have to speak to you at that point. That's not going to be an easy call for us because we're going to go run through all of your time in care. If this evidence kicks up any sort of memories, we'll make sure that everything is added.
I'm pretty sure as well, when I was in care, I ended up in hospital through substance abuse.
Okay.
Yeah, I ended up one night in hospital through buzzing, taking gas and stuff, and pretty sure I had to be ambulanced to the hospital. The more I remember, the more I'm like, oh God.
due to an overdose. I don't know, was you thought there was an overdose?
Well, I think it's a vague memory. I just remember being taken to the hospital from the care home.
Can you remember what hospital you went to?
Aberdeen. Aberdeen Royal Infirmary.
Okay, I want to write to them as well.
Okay.
Infirmary. Okay. That's for the overdose. So I'll write to them, I'll write to your GP, I'll get you the information for when you were in care.
Mm-hmm.
We'll go through it together. We'll add it to the Scottish redress claim that we've already submitted for you.
Yeah.
What we'll then do is we will then wait for what's called a panel date. on the panel date, they will obviously adjudicate on our case.
Yeah.
They'll hopefully give us some recognition, or give you the recognition that you deserve, and also some financial compensation.
Okay.
We'll obviously stay with you throughout the whole process, so if you don't think it's sufficient, we'll advise you to reject it. But you'll be with us now and be with me till the end.
Magic.
Is that okay, Claire?
Yeah, perfect. Thank you.
Do you have any questions?
No, not at the moment.
Okay. I just need to go a step back with you, Claire, obviously due to the sensitive nature of these cases. I need to make sure that you are fully on board and fully understand our fees. And what other options are out there for you. So I'll just run through that with you.
Yeah.
Just to let you know, Claire, that you can actually apply to the Scottish Redress yourself. You don't need a law firm to do that. Obviously, that would entail gathering your own evidence if that's what you want.
I'm not interested in doing it on my own.
Okay, perfect. Option two is there are other law firms that will help you apply. They won't charge you fees because they get paid direct from the Scottish Government. As part of the government legal fee scheme, where they get paid £2,000 per client, whether that client wins, loses or draws. I can't legally divulge or discuss their processes and what they would do, probably more importantly, what they don't do there. All I can tell you is that we don't participate in that scheme. We've actively rejected it on multiple occasions. We don't want a handout from the Scottish Government. We enter into what's called a joint venture with you under a no-win, no-fee.
Yeah.
If you win, we win. If you lose, we lose. And it's on me and us as a business to go out and give you the best chance of you know, getting the most positive outcome.
Yeah. No, I'm happy to just go with you guys.
Perfect. Let me just run through our fees with you a sec, Claire, and then we'll go through that. So our fees are capped at 20% inclusive of all VAT. So no matter what that means is no matter how much time and effort we spend on your case, you'll never pay us more than 20%.
Yeah.
On the flip side of that, because of all the emotional hardship that you've been through in your life, we will never put you under any sort of financial hardship. So what that means is, Claire, is if we're unsuccessful in getting you any compensation, we will never come knocking at your door for fees. Our insurance company and their policy will cover all of our time, so it will never fall back on you.
Magic.
Is that okay? Do you understand those three options, Claire?
Yeah, I do.
Are you still happy for me to continue?
Yes, happy to go with you guys,
Perfect. Just to let you know, Claire, you do have what's called a 14-day cooling-off period from the date you signed any documentation with us. What that means is that up until day 14, you can rip up the agreements and walk away.
Yeah.
And obviously the case closes our end and you pursue the case however which way you want.
Yeah,
alternatively, if you're happy, you're happy with the fees, you're happy with the process, you have the right to waive a 14-day cooling off period and we can obviously, you know, get started on your case.
But just go with that. I'm happy to waive the 14 days and just get started on the case.
Perfect. What I'll do, Claire, is I'll write to you within the next 2 weeks with all my contact details. You have my number. Do you have my number?
They just pushed me through, but if you're writing to me, I'll just get it from that's
fine. Yeah, I'll get it from your email. I'll send it on my email address.
Yeah, that's perfect.
And what we'll do is I'll send you all my contact details if you need me. Call me, no matter what. Obviously, I understand your background, so you know if you just want to have a chat with somebody who understands what you're going through, give me a ring. If not, I will give you a call every 3 to 4 weeks and let you know how I'm getting on.
Thank you so much.
Thank you, Claire. It was lovely speaking to you. Thank you for taking a call.
You too. Thank you.
Thank you.
See you later.
Claire. Speak to you soon.
Cheers. Bye.
Bye. Bye.
Bye.